Imagine a ferry system with no service to the lower 48 or across the Gulf of Alaska. How about one where vessels operate until they wear out and aren't replaced? Or one with an expanded highway system connected with shuttle ferries but no mainliners? Those are among the six options proposed for the Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan. They will be presented and discussed in about a dozen public meetings over the next month in the region's main cities. Transportation Department Southeast Planning Chief Andy Hughes says it's an important part of preparing for the future.
Some of the alternatives reduce existing excess vehicle deck capacity. Some alternatives increase reliance on roads over longer ferry routes. Some focus on comfort over service, and others service over comfort.
Hughes says ferries carry about 43% of traffic within the region, and planes carry the rest. But only about 8% of travel to Seattle is via the ferry, and only about 2% of cross-Gulf travelers use the Marine Highway.
Looking at those figures, we kind of have to ask ourselves, well, how important is it to the residents of Southeast Alaska to improve and retain some of those ferry lengths versus improving the frequency of service between communities within the region?
So one of the options eliminates Bellingham and Whittier sailings, along with Yakutat. Another replaces several mainliners with smaller Alaska-class ferries, which lack staterooms. Yet another calls for no major changes or improvements, which would be an issue for older ships.
As one of those vessels reaches a point where of failure, to the point where it's too expensive for us to deal with it, that vessel ceases to be serviceable, the system contracts, and the level of service that we provide within and between regions declines.
Another option maintains what's there now, keeping ferries, roads, and airports about the same. Yet another changes ferry schedules based on ridership history. All, except the no-action alternative, cost a lot of money, from $1.5 billion to $2.2 billion over the next 20 years. That's a problem because the plan estimates the region will only have a third to less than a quarter of those totals for transportation projects over the same time period. But Hughes says it makes sense to plan beyond what's affordable.
We need to have a program that also exceeds what our target is, just so that we're in line to compete successfully for the available funding opportunities as they arrive.
But in reality, federal dollars, a large part of road and ferry funding, could shrink instead of grow for at least part of that time. The first meeting is in Juneau, the last one is in Angoon. Details are on the Department of Transportation Southeast Region website. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.